Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in for this show. We initially had planned to broadcast live from the Newark Black August celebration, observance, and concert. Of course, there was a conference earlier today, and there is right now a concert that is going on. Unfortunately, we were not able to connect a line that will allow us to broadcast to you. We wanted to be able to allow you to hear the actual concert that was going on, as well as interview some of the people that were there. But again, technology is what it is, and we were not able to get a clear line in order to do that. Also, we had some other difficulties earlier today. Before I give you the updates for this evening's show, even though we're going to really kind of shorten it for tonight and bring you a special broadcast tomorrow. But again, before we begin that, we always want to give thanks and praises to our Creator. And we are always cognizant, appreciative, and give much honor and respect to our freedom-fighting ancestors. Getting back to tomorrow, August the 22nd, there's quite a few things going on, but we're going to do a special broadcast tomorrow around 7:30, I believe, and you will get an e-blurb on that. That special show will really highlight none other than Huey P. Newton, Chairman Huey P. Newton. Of course, tomorrow will mark the date of the, some say, the assassination of Huey P. Newton. But we do know, of course, that that was the day that he became an ancestor. And so we want to pay tribute to him. We want to remember him. And so tomorrow we're going to do a special broadcast that will allow us to do so. So we invite you all to call in and share your thoughts about Dr. Huey P. Newton and anything else that you'd like to convey. We're going to also bring to you tomorrow information from this week's Black August observance that took place in Newark. We will have a report about what took place at the conference today and, of course, the concert this evening. Our brother Bilal Suni Ali, I did speak with him earlier, and he is there. So one way or the other, we will definitely get a report. Did speak with Brother TJ, who is one of the organizers for the concert or for the event as well. And again, we were not able to reconnect so that we could, do some form of live broadcast for tonight. But hopefully tomorrow we will be able to connect with him, and I know we'll be able to connect with Brother Bilal Suni Ali. We wanted to talk with Brother Bilal further anyway because, of course, we had him on last week. And we were at the political prisoners dinner last week, live coming from Philly then, and it was very, very powerful. We want to continue our dialogue with Brother Bilal because he had a lot of information to share with us about Belize, which I have been invited to go there in November, as a matter of fact. I'm planning to spend a little time with he and his family. But also we want to talk to you more about the development of the Dr. Mutula Shakur training, holistic training program that the MWM organization is initiating. So we're going to tell you more about that very soon as well. And, of course, also we're waiting to hear back from Mumia Abu-Jamal because part of our health and healing program, it entails getting information, correspondence, training from both Dr. Mutula Shakur and Mumia Abu-Jamal. Okay, so we'll definitely keep you posted on that. Let's see, the other thing I need to let you know is that the ISIS Society is having its program this weekend, and I will be stopping by tomorrow as requested, as invited, so I'll be able to give you a little report on that as well. And, of course, that's taking place here in Philadelphia, from what I was told earlier. A lot of brothers and sisters came in from nationwide, actually, for that particular conference. And, of course, that deals with indigenous sovereignty and other, you know, types of things that focuses on our rights and not just the rights that These people think they want to give to us, but the rights that we know we have and need to be ready to take back what we know is rightfully ours. And so, brothers and sisters over at the ISIS conference, dialogued about that and a whole bunch of other things. So tomorrow, again, for our special broadcast, and again, we look to bring that to you around 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here, New Day, Resurrection and Liberation, a special session. And that session, of course, again, will pay tribute, further tribute to Black August, but also to remember Dr. Huey P. Newton. Let's see, tomorrow we'll also give you some information about our Black August program. It's being sponsored by the Million Woman Movement of Pennsylvania and the Philly Black August Committee in conjunction with Herb's Greenhouse. There's going to be the showing next Sunday, August the 29th, FBI and Tupac Shakur. Yes, we're going to present that documentary. Sister PM Africa is scheduled to present at that program as well. But, that's going to be very, very informative because we're not only going to review information about how the FBI targeted, of course, Tupac Shakur, but also other people that, folks may not be aware of has also been targeted in the past, including Jimi Hendrix and used to say people like Brother Harry Belafonte and on and on and on. You know, all of this is a part of the COINTELPRO program, which obviously still exists today. So we're going to show that again next Sunday at the Sunghai City Cultural Center, which is located at 3117 Master Street. And it starts around 6 o'clock. There's a $10 admission fee, which covers not only you being able to see the documentary, but you will get a fantastic meal brought to you by Brother Herb or Brother Somi, and it's an incredible kind of full meal that you will be able to enjoy, as well as the dialogue, as well as the film. Okay, and there will be, of course, discussion, question, answer, and a lot of information about COINTELPRO, Dr. Motula Shakur, Wumi Abu-Jamal, and, many, many more. Our sessions, of course, are not only there for information purposes, but also for the purposes of you taking some action, you getting involved, you being a part of helping to free our political prisoners, and, of course, to continue the work for total liberation of our people globally. So again, that will take place August the 29th here in Philadelphia, 3117 Master Street, 6 o'clock p.m., Sunghai City Cultural Center. And for more information, you can call area code 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. Admission is $10, but of course, no one will be turned away. And please come out and enjoy, and also come out and support. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Oh, needless to say, coming up very soon, Million Woman March, 13th year commemoration this year. It's going to be the Founders Convention 2010. This year, very, very significant, very, very important. This year, the new national coordinating teams will begin to formulate for not only the Million Woman March Summit that is due to take place in Africa in 2012, but also something else very, very powerful. So if you want more information about that, you need to register. Come to Philadelphia October 18th through the 26th. There's going to be a lot of sessions that will provide information about what's going to happen in the next couple of years, both from an organizing standpoint as well as from the platform issues implementation, which is a national kind of coordination piece. We're looking at building a school for girls, an independent, not a charter school, not a public school, an independent school for girls. Yes, MWM is definitely on the move, and that is just one of the many projects in our five-year action plan. So we now have membership of all types, of special interests, of dealing with interest issues, dealing with training, profession, and so forth. You have to get involved, sisters. You cannot not get involved, okay, in some way, shape, fashion, or form. Again, for more information, you can call area code 267-636-3802 or email nationalmwm at aol.com. Again, nationalmwm at aol.com. A lot of stuff is getting ready to jump off, and you need to be a part of it. Of course, December, we're looking at going to Senegal. If, in fact, there is going to be the Fesman gathering, we plan to be there to do a presentation. And there's also a possibility that the MWM representative, official representative, let me put it that way, will be presenting at a very powerful conference that's due to take place in Zimbabwe in October, right after our anniversary commemoration. So, again, if you want more information about how you could become an official delegate or representative for MWM, Million Woman Movement now, of course, not only are we the largest gathering in the world as a march, but we are also now the first global movement for all women and girls of African descent. And if you want to be involved, we welcome you. Call area code 267-636-3802. Okay, we, again, are going to shorten our show for tonight and remind you that tomorrow we will do a special show, 7:30 p.m. It will be dedicated to Huey P. Newton, the founder of the Black Panther Party, or the co-founder, or one of the founders of the Black Panther Party, the original Black Panther Party. Also, you know, again, it goes without saying that Huey P. Newton, really put something in motion when, in fact, the formation of the Black Panther Party came into existence. But when you look at Huey P. Newton himself, the man was brilliant. Okay, and it's not to say that there were not some character flaws, as some may say, or some other kind of things going on, but one thing for sure that could never be disputed, the man was brilliant, all right? And so we want to explore that tomorrow. We want to really, examine further this dynamic, not just personality, but this dynamic Black man, really, and his ability to not only think, but to take thought and make it into real action, all right? So, again, we want to pay tribute to Huey P. Newton, remember him, and also look at where it is we must go from here. All right, so that's it for tonight. Again, we're going to close out early tonight and prepare for our special session tomorrow. We should have a Black August report tomorrow as well from the Newark group that happened today. And we look forward to hopefully you tuning in again tomorrow. So with that said, we're going to bid you a fair adieu tonight. And we say, until there is peace, or shall we say, until there is justice, there could be no real peace. And with that, we say, Ma'at Hotep. Be Black tomorrow.